Good morning. It is a delight to be here. My wife, I woke up and she was supposed to be here and not feeling well, and she begs your forgiveness for not coming. And she was really just looking forward to eating somebody else's cooking. That's what women like to do, and she is going to miss out on that. As Pastor said, I am Mark Smith. I am the director of Bible Tracks. We have a little display table there. Now, let me start this way. This is a gospel tract, not T-R-A-C-K. That kind of a track, you can either, it's a music track or a track you run around, and running around tracks like that, you go nowhere. Leave it alone. Don't do that. But T-R-A-C-T, a short written presentation telling somebody how to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. We print them and give them away free around the world. And we have some on a little display table just immediately out those double doors. Here's my comment to you that I have a car I drove here with. Hopefully I'm going to drive home in the same car. And the more tracks you take, the better gas mileage I will get going home. All right? And there's more tracks than we have on that table with us. On that display table, you'll find a brochure like this that explains our ministry in a little more detail without going in a great meal, detail. But in a nutshell, we publish tracks in different languages and give them away. Our prayer card is there. Also, on that left-hand side of that table, there are some newsletters. Every other month, we put out a newsletter. And if you would like to have that coming to your home free of charge, there is a sign-up slip. There was not room on the table for that. I have them. If you want them from me, come. Everyone costs $500. No. They're free, okay? We would love to have you on that free mailing list and so on. All right. Now, I want to tell you my favorite gospel tract story. Now, people often ask me, hey, Brother Mark, do gospel tracts work? No, not when they're not tried. The pastor at the Crystal Palace Baptist Church pastor, in London had just finished preaching. And he was one of those fussy preachers that always got done on time. We don't like preachers like that. But he was winding down the service, getting ready to have the closing prayer. A man, a visitor, stood up in the back, raised his hand, waves his hand, and said, Pastor, may I say a word? The pastor looked at his watch. He says, you've got 3 minutes. He said, I just moved here to London. From Sydney, Australia, because of a job. And but before I left Sydney, Australia, I had wanted to bring some presents because I have a couple of family members here and some friends. I wanted to bring them some presents from Australia. And so I went to George Street in Sydney, Australia. Now, George Street is a tourist trap kind of a street. I went to George Street to buy some presents. A little white-haired man came out from a shop door, put a gospel tract in my hand and said, sir, are you saved? If you were to die tonight, do you know you go to heaven? He said, well, I never heard of a gospel tract. I never even heard the gospel before. I read the track on the airplane ride from Sydney to London, and it hurt my heart. You and I call that conviction of sin. He said, I didn't quite understand it all. I called one of the friends of mine here in London. Praise the Lord. He knows Jesus as his Savior. He led me to Christ over the phone. That was 2 weeks ago. I'm looking for a place I can learn more about the Bible and about the Lord Jesus. I like it here. Can I come here? Well, I don't know about you, but us Baptists like testimonies like that. Well, 2 weeks later, that pastor and his wife are in Australia, but they're not in Sydney. They're in Aberdeen. He's going to preach for 4 days at a meeting. And while he's there, a lady comes up and says, Pastor, can I have a counseling session with you? She comes in at the appointed time. And he first wants to understand, does she really know Christ as her Savior? He begins to ask her questions. Oh, Pastor, she said. Well, she doesn't talk like me, for Pete's sake. She goes, I do know Christ. 3 years ago, I was visiting some family at Sydney, Australia. I had a great time. I wanted to bring some presents back to my family here, so I went to George Street. A little white-haired man came out from a shop door, put a tract in my hand, and said, ma'am, are you saved? If you were to die tonight, do you know you go to heaven? She goes, I had no clue what he was talking about. I read the tract. It hurt my heart. I knew about a little pastor 2 blocks from my house. I went to see him. He led me to Christ 3 3 years ago. I know Christ is my Savior. Well, after preaching the 4 days at Aberdeen, he flew to Perth, Australia, preached the same messages at Perth for 4 days. After he got done, he's having dinner with one of the leading men of the church. He says, "Tell me, mate, how was it you came to know Christ as Savior?" "Well, that's an interesting story," he said. He said that I grew up in this church, went through Boys Brigade and so on, but I never did know Jesus as my Savior. But because I'm good at business, the church kept elevating me in church leadership. He said, my business took me to Sydney, Australia. I went there, took care of my business. I wanted to bring some presents home to my wife and family. So I went to George Street. A little white-haired man came out from his shop door, put a tract in my hand, said, "Sir, are you saved? If you were to die tonight, do you know you go to heaven?" I told him vehemently, "I'm a leader in a Baptist church." He was not impressed at all. I read the track and it made me angry. I got off the airplane. I went, got in my car. I did not go home. I went to see my pastor looking for some sympathy. The pastor had been concerned about my soul for some time that day. He led me to Jesus Christ. I know Christ is my Savior. Well, now within a fortnight, this pastor has heard these three stories about this little man on George Street. 4 months later in southern England, they were having a meeting for pastors and church workers, and this pastor from Crystal Palace Baptist Church was asked to go preach down there. He went down there, preached three messages, and one he told the stories I've just told you. At the end, four Baptist pastors came up and said to him, they came to Christ with that little man on George Street between 25 and 30 years ago. Well, the very next week, the same organization was having the same kind of a meeting in the Caribbean. They asked the pastor if he'd like to go. He prayed 2 or 3 seconds and felt called to the Caribbean. He went to the Caribbean, preached the same messages, told the same story. Three Baptist missionaries came up and said they had come to know Christ through that man on George Street between 20 and 25 years ago. He left the meeting in the Caribbean, flew to Annapolis, and spoke for 3 days to our Navy chaplains, revving them up on soul winning, at the end of which he goes and has dinner with a chaplain general of our Navy at that point in time. He says, "Tell me, sir, how was it you came to know Christ as Savior?" "Well," he says, "that's an interesting story." He says, I was a sailor in the American Navy. We were out in the Pacific. We had not seen dry land in weeks. We docked in Sydney, Australia. I got stone drunk, got on the wrong bus, got off at George Street. A little white-haired man came out from the shop door, put a tract in my hand, said, "Sailor, are you saved? If you were to die tonight, do you know you go to heaven?" He said, "The Spirit of the living God hit me up one side of the head. I went from stone drunk to stone sober in an instant of time. I literally ran back to the ship, found the chaplain. He led me to Christ. Within 3 weeks, I was sharing in Bible studies. And my job now, I have over 1,000 Navy chaplains who are revved up and anxious to tell the gospel of Jesus Christ." Whoa. Well, 2 months after that, the pastor from Crystal Palace is in Northeast India. And he's speaking to 5,000 Indian gospel workers about the gospel for a whole week. At the end of this, he's having dinner at a home of the leader of these 5,000 group. He says, "Tell me, how is it you, born a Hindu, came to know Jesus Christ as Savior?" He says, "That's a rather interesting story," he said. I grew up in a high-caste Hindu family. I got a big government job. It took me all over the world. I got into all kinds of sin. But government job took me one day to Sydney, Australia. I took care of the government business. I wanted to bring some presents home to my wife and family, so I went to Ware class. While I was there, a little white-haired man came out from the shop door, put a tract in my hand, and said, "Sir, are you saved? If you were to die today, do you know you go to heaven?" He said, "Being Hindu, nobody'd ever asked me those questions before." I read the tract. I didn't understand it, but it hurt my heart. I went to my Hindu priest for some help. He couldn't help me. He said, "But just to calm your nerves, there's a little Christian missionary that just moved in 2 blocks down. Go see him." That was fatal advice. He went down to see the missionary. He led him to Christ. He immediately quit Hinduism and began to almost immediately tell the gospel. He said, "Now I oversee 5,000 national Indian workers, and we lead thousands to Christ every single year." Well, about 4 months after that, the pastor from Crystal Palace has been asked to preach in the city of Guyana, Australia, which is a southern suburb of Sydney. he gets off the plane. He and the pastor go through the, you know, how was your flight? Your how's the wife and kids? Yada, yada, yada. But almost immediately, the pastor says, by the way, do you know of a guy that passes out tracts of witnesses up on George Street? Pastor, yes, I do. His name is Mr. Gaynor, but he doesn't do it anymore because of his age, and he now has Parkinson's. He says, can we go see him? Well, 2 days later, they're knocking on Mr. Gaynor's door. Mr. Gaynor comes toddling to, and hands are shaking. They go in and have tea, of course, with their pinkies up, you know. And while they're drinking the tea, the pastor from London is telling Mr. Gaynor all the stories he's heard over the last 14 months. Tears began to flow. He said, I came to Christ as a sailor in the Australian Navy. I was so grateful for the burden of sin being lifted off my life and heart and soul that I asked the Lord, is there a way for me to share with what's happened with me with 10 people a day? I found a gospel tract's work. He said, oh, I wasn't legalistic about it. Some days I did more, some days I did less, and so on. But in my retirement years, I have found that George Street is so good because of all the foot traffic. Rarely does anybody ever reject a tract. But he said, in 40 years of passing out gospel tracts, I've never known of anybody else coming to Christ through what I've done until today. 2 weeks later, Mr. Gaynor went to be with Christ. The pastor from London, he and his wife began to backtrack all these stories. And the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg that we know of is this. Through the people that Mr. Gaynor came to lead to Christ, through handing out a gospel tract and asking two questions. Ma'am, sir, are you saved? If you were to die today, do you know you go to heaven? That through his work and the people that they led to Christ and the people that those people then led to Christ, Mr. Gaynor, who never preached a sermon, as far as I know, never taught a Sunday school class, never left the country except for being on board an Australian Navy vessel. He just handed out gospel tracts. We know of 140,000 people who came to know Jesus Christ through his, one man's, effort in saying, would you take this gift from me? Sir, ma'am, do you know Christ? If you're to die today, do you know you go to heaven? Do gospel tracts work? Absolutely, unless they're not tried. Tonight we'll tell you what gospel tracts are doing in the Muslim world. We'll tell you, you have heard of ISIS, correct? Let me tell you the rest of the story about ISIS and why they're doing what they're doing. Something you've not heard even on Fox News. But it's true nonetheless. That'll be tonight. Thank you, Pastor.